If you have your Bible this morning, we want to turn to Philippians chapter number 4. For sake of time, we'll begin reading verse 5. It says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." What do you need today? Amen. Do you have a need? You have anxieties? You have worries? Amen. The Bible says, take it to God. Ask God. Give it to God. Amen. He says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on the provision of Christ. The provision of Christ. You know, we look for provision. We need a provider. And the way God has established the thing in the world, God is our provider. God gives us all that we need, amen. He created everything for His glory. But it is amazing that God, as big as He is, He's good at sharing. He shares Himself with us. He shares His goodness and His mercy with us. Amen. Well, I thank Him for that. We're partakers in all that He is. Praise God for His glory, that we might lift up and praise Him today for all that He's done. And we see Paul as he's writing here to the Philippians, and he's talking to the Philippian people. He's talking to born-again believers. Amen. Those that's trusting in God. And I want to say, without that, you don't have no help or hope. But praise God, I'm glad when we get the Lord Jesus Christ as part of our life and we accept Him in a free part of sin and we allow Him to be the Lord of our life, He begins to direct us and help us. I want to say this morning, He can't do that till we surrender to Him, until we submit ourselves to Him, till we call upon Him in faith, believing. Then He can begin to take us in a direction He'd have us to go, where He can give us the help and hope and the confidence that we need. Amen. And if there's ever been a time we need it. And He tells us here, we didn't read your hearing, but in verses 1 through 4, He tells us about the provision that God gives us to keep unity in the brethren. Amen. Unity in the church and peace and, praise God, in fellowship with one another. Amen. That's what we need. Praise God. We come together in fellowship with one another to worship together in spirit and truth. Amen. We don't come to worship by ourselves. Amen. We come to worship together. Amen. We come to worship as a congregation, a called out bunch. Praise God for the glory of God. And we that's why we fail not to assemble ourselves together, even so the more as the days approach. We know what's coming. And so we gather together and we worship and praise God, realizing that He is our ultimate hope. Amen. Without Him, we'd be hopeless. Without Him, we wouldn't have a direction. Without Him, we wouldn't have no focus. We'd be just stumbling along in this world. Sometimes I think about people that's lost this world just like a bunch of them zombies in these zombie movies. They're just stumbling along through this world like they're not really here, trying to find something that's not really there. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, that we know this morning on the authority of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we have a blessed hope in Him, that He's real, that He's there, and He ain't going nowhere. God promised He'd be here with us today, tomorrow, and forever. So praise God, I'm glad it's that way, amen. And He draws us together, He's drawing us together, getting us ready for something, amen, that's far bigger than we are. I want to say this morning, opposition is coming. May say that again. Opposition is coming to the church. They'd like to shut us down. They'd like to put us out of business. They'd like to push us aside. They'd like to take hope from this world. Because if they can take hope, their anarchy and the things that's destroying our United States of America take control, and they'd have their way. But I'm glad there's a people, there's a place, and there's a God that's bigger than all that. And God Almighty said if His people would just stick together, if His people would just keep lifting up their voices, if they keep praying and seeking His face, I pray God, He'd hear from heaven, and He'll hear our language. man. And boy, I'm looking for a healing. I'm looking for a touch. I'm looking for God Almighty to do mighty things. I've been talking to people that's asking questions. People are seeking direction. They're trying to focus on what's right. I want to say, if you get a focused on what's right, you get focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, pray to God Almighty through Jesus Christ will be your provision. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you hope and confidence. He'll give you a direction and a purpose in this life. Amen. God's what God has that for us. And the provision is in Christ Jesus. And He offers up that peace. That's why He said, let your moderation be known unto all men. He said they should be a gentleness, that moderation. Speaking of gentleness, He said should be a gentleness in the people of God. Now, I told the folks Wednesday night, amen, sometimes some of this stuff's going on and it'll get your dander up. Amen? It'll push your buttons. It'll make you want to go lay hands on somebody. Amen? You in the flesh just like I am. Don't you look at me sacrimonious like you won't. You ain't thought about it. Amen. You thought about it just like I have. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven's give me a promise and He's given me a purpose, praise God. And as I look to Him, the author and the finisher of my faith, God, I realize where He's taking me to. And I just want to step back and take a deep breath and say, glory to God, I want you to help me to help take those folk that don't know you in the free part of sin. Draw them into the family of God. Birth into the family of God. It changed everything about every aspect of our lives. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't understand how it got this way. I'll tell you how it got this way, because God's people's let down God. We've quit being a witness to the world. We've quit giving a testimony about how good God is. Amen. It's time we stood up again and said, you know what? God Almighty's good. Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. And He rose again, praise God, victorious over death and grave. You don't want to die. You don't have, praise God, you want to have victory. Just trust in the Lord. He makes a difference. But He said that we, our moderation, our conversation, praise God, our manner of life should be gentle in this world. And He says the reason He says that is because He said the Lord is at hand. What does that mean this morning? I won't say, praise God, it means the Lord is close. Amen. The Lord is closer than He's ever been. Hey, well, the devil ain't liking this morning, but that's all right. I don't like him either. Amen. Hey, I want to say the Lord is closer to the church than He's ever been. Amen, praise God. Because He sees the trials, He sees the things that we're in. Praise God, He'll not forsake us, but He'll be there in a minute. He's just like He was for the three Hebrew children, praise God. He'll be in the fire with us, praise the Lord. He'll be there to help us. Amen, He'll break our bondings. He'll set us free, praise God. He'll give us hope. He'll promise us peace. And He'll be the peace giver, praise God. Amen. Because God Almighty said, I'm going to draw close to you. Praise God. That's why He would tell those people to have unity, to draw close together. Amen. Make His job a little easier. Did you ever think it's a whole lot easier on the Lord, praise God, if we're all together in one mind, one accord, one place? Hello? He don't have to hunt around trying to gather us up. Amen, praise God. He just march in where we're at, praise God. He comes in when we do, praise the Lord, and just worship and be worshiped, praise God, and give Him glory. Pour out, praise God, all the blessings on us that He has to give us. Amen. God's been good to us, church. God's touched us. God's helped us. God's been there for us, praise God, when nobody else cared. I want to say, my God has been there for me. When I look around, I see people don't care about nobody no more. I want to say, my God, my Jesus loves me. Amen. He's never left me, not for one minute. He's been there for me, praise God. He's lifted me out of circumstances. He's carried me, praise God, when I couldn't walk. He is my God and my Lord, and He'll never let me down. Praise His holy name. I serve a risen Savior today. He's alive, praise God. He's alive forevermore. He's standing at the right hand. He's looking down. He sees us where we are. He knows what we're going through. And He's promised, praise God, to help us every step of the way. Talk about provision in Christ. We can't make it without Him. Amen. We need to quit trying. James said, if we'll submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, He'll flee from us. Amen. I don't like the devil. I don't like the flesh. Amen. But he said if we'll submit ourselves to God, he'll be gone. The Bible tells, Paul tells us here, boy, I can't even see. There's a fog up here this morning. Amen. Something's rolled in. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That God Almighty's presence is real. God said, Paul said, God's presence is pulled into the station to give you help. The Lord is at hand. Amen. That means He's close by. That means He's not afar off. Now, there was a time, Brother Lynn, that I was afar off. There was a time that we weren't close. I'm wondering sometimes, church, if there isn't instances in our life when we get a little far off. I believe there's times that that we're not really trying to get close. Amen. As I said a while ago, God has to reach out and gather us up so He can help us. But God said if we'll just draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I want them arms of protection around me. I praise God. Hey, listen, he said, if they would, he said, I'd have gathered them up like a hen's would gather up her chicks. He said, I'll pull you up under my, well, glory. He said, I'll pull you up under my wings. Hey, praise God, I'll draw you in close to where I am. I will say, praise God, you get under the wings of a holy God. Amen. Praise God, He'll protect you from the storm. You can find a piece of sanctuary, a place of peace. I've told you the story of my granddaddy's old hen down there in that big bottom down below the barn. She's right out in the middle of that field, and there's a thunderstorm come up real quick in a hurry. And she didn't have time to get back to the hen house. She just throwed up them wings. Praise God, them little old chicks. She clucked two or three times, Brother Bill, and them little old hens run up under her wings. Praise God, she wrapped them wings around them, brother, little old chicks. Amen. She tucked her head up under that wing. And that storm come, and the wind blowed, and the rain howled. Praise God, it was coming down, just a downpour. But praise God, she had done tucked them little chicks up under her arms. She had done took possession of them, praise God. She had done pulled them out of harm's way. Amen. That's what God said He'd do for us. We put our faith and trust in Him. Said He'd pull us out of harm's way. Amen. Praise God. Don't let the devil of this world tell you to fret and worry. Amen. Praise God. Just put your trust in the Lord and just shout and praise God every day. Say, Lord, this is a day that you have made. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it. Pray God, don't no matter what happens in the day, I'm just going to give you glory. Amen. Let me just give you a piece of advice. The devil don't know what to do with that. Amen. When we just come out of the gate first thing in the morning just praising, giving God glory, the devil don't know what to do with that. He'll try to defeat you. He'll try to discourage you. But praise God, when you just keep shouting and praising, giving God glory all day, he don't know what to do with it. He can't do nothing with it. Because God is bigger than the devil. Jesus Christ has already overcome Satan. Amen. Death in the grave has been conquered. That's the only thing we ought to be afraid of. Amen. Is death. Praise God, but if we've been saved, gloriously born again, praise God, that's been taken out of the picture. Amen. That's not even part of our agenda. It's gone, praise God. But he said that we follow the Lord Jesus Christ and we live in a gentleness, praise God, because God Almighty's with us to help us. And He would begin to provide for us even when we're prone to worry. Amen. Now I know you're just like me. Sometimes we worry, don't we? We worry and we fret. We begin. Let me just rephrase that. I don't know if I guess I do worry. But I want to say we wonder sometimes. I don't want to say I worry, but sometimes I wonder about the directions that things are going. Sometimes I wonder about myself. Somebody say amen right there. Sometimes I wonder about myself, where I am and where I think I might need to be. I have to ask God. I say, Lord, you know what? I think I know where I'm at, but Lord, you showed me where you'd have me to be. And you helped me to get there, praise God, for your glory. Amen. I don't want to get in your way. No how, no way. Amen. He said, so when we're prone to worry, praise God, we have to realize that God Almighty offers us peace. Amen. He comes in and He gives us that peace that passes understanding. That's why He would say, be careful for nothing. Amen. He said, when it comes to asking God, when it comes to bringing their prayers, their supplications to God, He said, don't hold back. Amen. The best way to keep from one, the best way to keep from worrying, praise God, is just take it to the Lord. You say, God, I don't understand. I don't know. Amen. I need some help here. Put it in God's hands. Hey, they're great big hands. They're able to hold it all. Listen, my little old mind can't contain much. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad the hands of my... We're 63 models. We figured out 63 models have got a glitch. Amen. Praise God, they something messed up with them. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad they've got it. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that... Praise God, God Almighty ain't lost nothing. God Almighty, His hands is big enough to hold us all, praise God. And a provision of Christ Jesus, it was those nail scars in His hand, praise God, that made a difference for you and made a difference for me. And because He had them them holes in His hand, praise God, they still don't leak. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. But He'd say, be careful for nothing but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Praise God. He said, listen, said, when we're prone to have anxiety, when we're prone to worry, praise the Lord. He said, well, just pray and ask God. Amen. He said, when things is going on, what Paul is telling, when things is going on, when things are seem to be going out of control, when they seem to be running off the rail, he said, we ought to pray. Amen. Things are going the wrong direction, we ought to pray. When we don't understand, we ought to pray. Amen. God will make a difference, praise God. He'll move into it. Paul said to pray without ceasing. Every day. Many times. You say, Pastor, do you pray more than once a day? Sometimes I pray all day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, I mean, just often, I'm not talking about just starting morning praying all day. I'm talking about often on the day praying. God, as God moves upon my heart, I'm just praying. Sometimes I just have to say, Lord, please help me. Amen. Now, I know most of you are probably better saints than I am, but praise God. Sometimes I just need to say, Lord, I need some help. Amen. Praise God, He's never let me down. He's always been right there to help me. Praise God. So He said if we'd pray as we ought to pray. Amen. Giving God glory. But He goes on in verse number 8. He says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are on. He said, what? Not only how we ought to pray, but how we ought to think. He said, we ought to think on those good things of God, praise God. Think about what God is. Think about who He is. Think about His essence. Think about His power. Think about His might. Think about His love for me and you. Amen. She said, we pray as we ought. She said, if we'll, praise God. He said, if we'll think as we ought to think. He said, we'll be thinking upon the things of God. Bless His holy name. He said, think on the things that are true. What's true? Only thing I know that's absolute truth in this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only thing I know it's absolute truth, praise God, is this blessed King James Bible. Amen. That's absolute truth, absolutely, praise God. You take it to the bank. Amen. You can count on it. It works. Praise God. He said, whatsoever things are honest. You know, we need honesty in this world. You know who we need to be honest with the most? Is ourself. I need to realize where I am. And I need to realize where God would have me to be. And I need to ask God in honesty of heart to help me to get there. Amen. So for His glory. I don't do it to make, I don't want God to do that to make me look good. I want God to do that, praise God, to make Him look good. that He can get glory out of my life, that He can get glory out of your life. Amen. That you can stand, praise God, one day and give an account, praise God, with a steadfastness before God, and say, Lord, I fought a good fight and I've kept the faith. Praise God. Every one of us could do that one day. But He said, think of those things on. Whatsoever things are just, praise God. It's justifiable before God. Amen. What's right in the eyes of a holy God. That's all that matters, praise the Lord. So whatsoever things are pure. You know, there is such thing as purity in the world today. Amen. They can be pure. Thank you. Be pure. We think upon the Lord and we line up with Him and we pray as we ought and we think as we ought, praise God, and we can have purity in our life. But it's a thing that's fleeting from the world. We about programmed it out of this world. Amen. The purity we have in our lives and our children, our homes, our families, we still need a purity before God. Amen. How do you get that? By doing what's right. Amen. He said, whatsoever things are lovely. Praise God. He said, when we begin to think upon the lovely things. Amen. When we begin to think about those good things that God's done for us. The precious promises that He has. Amen. Our inheritance one day. Those by the Bible said He's laid up for us in heaven. That's kept, it's guarded by God Almighty. For us. Because God wants us to have something when it's all said and done. God don't want us to finish with nothing, praise God. God wants us to finish with it all. He said we're heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Provision is made through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. Whatever the Son has, we're entitled to. Amen. Amen. You think about that. You chew on that for a while. You'll come back tonight, praise God, be jumping the pews. Amen. Bring the praise. I thank God Almighty loved you that much. They made you the same promises. Things that are lovely. Whatsoever things a good report. Amen. And a good report. Hey, have you heard any good reports lately? Have you heard any good reports? I want to say there's some good reports coming from home, praise God. There's some good reports coming from a far country. Or say, hey, listen, it may look dim, but praise God, there's a light that's a shining and it's brighter than it's ever been, praise God. One of these days it's going to light the city where God Almighty is going to call His children home. Amen. Old devil wants to paint us a picture of doom and gloom. Hey, some old feller said the other day, oh, it's going to be a dark winter. Oh, doom and gloom. I want to say, praise God, there's a marvelous light that's shining. I praise God, if we'll get to looking for the light, it'll shine far beyond the doom and the gloom, and it'll shine a marvelous light into the portals of glory with a big old beacon and sign, and it'll say, welcome home, welcome home. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, that light will shine for me and you. Praise His holy name. If we think on those things as we ought, praise God. A good reports that's coming in. The things that, He said, if there be any virtue, you know what we need to remember is valor. That word virtue speaks of valor. It means taking a stand. You know, we got a Veterans Day this week, and we're going to address that more on Wednesday night. That's Veterans Day. But until then, I just want to say, praise God, there's a time in valor, but the God's people ought to have valor in their life. We ought to be able to take a stand, praise God, unreservedly, praise God, today. I say, you know what? Because of what Christ has done for me through God the Father, praise God, I'm going to stand for Him. Come hell or high water, I'm going to go with God. Do you realize the difference it would make in our fundamental Bible-believing churches if everybody in the church say, you know what, preacher, I'm just going to make a commitment today. I'm just going to go with God. Hello? Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. In other words, He's going to be my priority. And remember I told you there ain't no such thing as priorities. You have a priority. A priorities is an oxymoron. We have a priority and everything else falls below that. Amen. It always gets quiet when I say that. Amen. Because we run around in so many different directions. But hey, God don't, Brother Charles said this morning, son, he said, God don't tell us that we can't enjoy life, praise God, by submitting to Him. He said, when we submitting it, well somebody ought to just jump up. He said, when we submit to Him, praise God, He gives us joy and He gives us life. Amen. It's in Him, praise God. Without that, we have no life. We're just existing. We're like those zombies. Amen. But when we submit ourselves to God, we say, Lord, we're just going to go with You. Now, it takes practice. Anything that we're going to do, amen, it takes practice. Practice makes perfect, right? So we practice following God. We practice going with God. And God begins to lay these things out for us. He said, so we, with valor, we choose to take a stand. He said, if there be any praise, think on these things. I thank God that we've got a place we can come together and praise God, ain't you? Now, I know there's a lot of places, I mean, great big places. If you stood up and acted like some of us done sometimes, they'd look at you funny. Amen? You mean, if you get to waving your hand, crying, and talking in a mumbled breath, they'd think you as a speaking tongues run you off. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad we can praise God. I'm glad we can cry. I'm glad we can magnify God and give Him glory. Amen. Because He is worthy. He said, if there's anything to praise about, say, we ought to be praising Him every day. You realize if you got out of the bed this morning on your own validity, praise God, you ought to be shouting and giving God glory for it. Amen. These people today that can't, Brother Bill, can't crawl out of bed. Right. Amen. Praise God, we ought to give God praise for it. All these things, amen, that are gifts from Him, we ought to be praising Him for it. Praise God. And we said we can do that when we get the thinking right. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible says this in verse number 2. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According, verse 3, according to His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory, and here's that word again, and virtue. Amen. Valor and living, praise God. Valor in Christ Jesus. Bless His holy name. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. He said, because you have the power through Christ Jesus to make a difference in your life, to go in a different direction, with a different purpose, with a different plan for God's glory. Amen. That's where we're at. That's what God has given us through Christ Jesus. A provision of Christ in our lives. We just have to take up the provision. Amen. He said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, that's those things that your flesh longs after, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, there's that valor again, and to virtue knowledge, that's spiritual truth, and to knowledge, amen, temperance, that's self-control, and to temperance, patience, amen, that's enduring without complaining, amen. It's becoming men and women, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's quit being little babies and taking the Word of God instead of saying, well, but God, you say, well, yes, God, I got You, Lord. I believe You, God. I'm following You, God. I'm submitting to You, God. Just take me, God. Use me, God. Help me, God. Show me, God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Didn't know all this is in here, Jew. Amen. And to knowledge, temperance, self-control, and to temperance, patience. Amen. And to patience, godliness. See how that lines up? He said, when the picture's all painted, colored in, praise God, He said, there'll be a God-likeness in you. Amen. And God is. He's wanting to do that. Hey, listen, He wants to do that more for us than we want Him to do it for us. Does that make any sense? Our flesh don't want to line up with it exactly right, but praise God, God wants to do that for us, even for His glory. He said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. He said, that's where consideration comes in. That's where we start telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in love, trying to get them saved. And to brotherly kindness, here it is, charity. What is charity? Love in action. Amen. That's what makes a difference. It's hard to be mean to somebody who's trying to love on you. Amen. Amen. Somebody trying to love on you, it's hard to be mean to them. Praise God. But he said, the Lord says, Peter tells here, said, praise God, he said, this is how this lines up. He said, this, when we get the thinking right, if we think as we ought to, God begins to pour out upon us, amen, those things from heaven, and we begin to get help. You say, well, Pastor, what do we get? What happens when all this lines up, praise God? We get the peace that passes understanding. We get a deep, settled peace in our life. We get the peace of God. Look at verse 7. He said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, amen, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what the Bible teaches here, that the peace of God will keep you. The peace of God will guard you. The peace of God puts a guard and a hedge around you. Well, you say, well, Pastor, what happens when God puts when God's peace, He puts a hedge around us, praise God. It keeps out the worry, most of the worry and the anxiety, praise God, that's apt to come upon us in this world. We have a deep, settled peace in our hearts. Amen. It passes all understanding. We don't understand it. Amen. It looks like things is falling apart all around you, and you say, praise God. God be the glory. Amen. God's going to take care of this. Amen. God's got this. God ain't worried. He's not wringing his hands and trying to figure it out. God's a setting the portals of glory as God. Amen. Same God that's been there. Amen. Same God from creation. Same God, praise God, yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. He's not worried, praise God. He sends us peace. He guards us in His peace. Peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts. That same word Peter used over there. He said, when God would guard your inheritance. He said, God will guard you in peace. He said, He put a hedge about you. Amen. I think I'll just go with God. What about you? The provision of Christ Jesus, praise God, that He's made for all of us. He's guarded us. He's protected us. Praise God. He says, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. And as you didn't say, you keep your heart. Now, boy, that'd be a blessing, Brother Bill, if he could just keep your heart, keep your inward man focused in the right direction. But God Almighty said, I'll take care of your mind too. He said, if you put your faith and trust in me, He said, I'll take the worry away. I'll take the fret away. I'll take the anxiety away. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll just be there for you. I'll take everything. Praise God. Hey, your burden's heavy, sister. Hey, let me trade with you. Praise God. Cast your care upon me because I care for you. I'll trade loads with you. I'll bear yours, praise God. Praise His holy name. The peace of God will guard you. Amen. Not only the peace of but will guard us, but the peace of God will go with us. Verse 9, he says this. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. He said, not only will He keep you, not only will He guard you, not only will He give you peace, but the God, the very God of peace, will go with you wherever you go. Now, you young people, you're going to go through a lot of stuff as you grow up. And you've got to go through testing and schools and things. You've got to grow up. You've got to study. You've got to go get your driver's license, Luke, so you can go drive a car, so you can ask Daddy to borrow his truck. Amen. And you'll have to go through it. You'll have to learn all these things. You have to go through all these things in this life. But he said, praise God, if we'll seek God and His goodness, he said, God said, hey, listen, he said, I'll get up, said, I'll go with you, he said, I'll be there with you in all these testings, all these things that you've got to go through. He said, I promise you, I'll be there with you. Amen. He said, a provision of Christ. So we just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, listen, let me just be honest. Don't do this because Pastor done it. But when I was in school, I never studied. Now you could tell it, right? I never took a book home. I mean, I just didn't. I never did like to study. I like to read. Well, Louis L'Amour, buddy, I like them Westerns. I carried one in my pocket all the time. Had it in, hey man, I opened up a textbook and lay it in there and hold it up there. I couldn't see it. I'd read Louis L'Amour Western during classes. If I'd paid attention to class, I'd probably done pretty good. But I never really studied. I never took things home. I just, but praise God. But I tell you what I did do, and it was kind of selfish. When I'd get ready, I'd say, Lord, you got to help me. Now, He ought to have said, son, you ought to help yourself. I give you a mind, you ought to have studied. But I tell you what I've done. I've asked God, I said, Lord, you got to help me. So I got this test coming up. Lord, I need you to help me. And you know what? He did. I believe all my heart God did that because I trusted Him, praise God. Now, I should have done more on my part, but I trusted Him. I said, God, I need you to help me. And He did. I graduated beyond the roll, praise God. Amen. And don't just do it. You youngins ought to all have straight A's. Amen. Amen. It's in public record. Buncombe County. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that promised He'd help us. He comes around, He hedges about us, and He gives us, praise God, what we need. Amen. The peace of God that goes with us, praise His holy name. So when we look upon Him, we trust Him, praise God, the provision of Christ. Amen. We can be what He'd have us to be. We can be what we ought to be for His glory. Amen. Paul said in verse 11, he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, hey, listen, I didn't know what I needed to be, but I know what God would have me to be. I know how God's provision through Christ took care of me. He said, that's all my faith is in. I'm just trusting what God Almighty's done and what Christ has promised He'll do. So we just plead the blood, praise God, claim the promise, and God Almighty begins to bless us. Amen, praise God. He'll help us to do what we ought to do. Amen. Verse 13, he says this, I can do all things. Now, if we left that right there, we'd say, how? How can you do all things? How can you accomplish all things? How can we accomplish anything? But Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He said, our power comes in Christ. He said, our provision is in Christ. Without Christ, we have no hope. Jesus Himself told us that we can do nothing without Him. We don't have no hope, no help, no confidence, no peace, no joy. We don't have nothing without Him. When we have Him, we have it all. It's like that story, the man, the picture of the son. Amen. They auctioned them all off, and he said, we're going to auction the picture of the son off first. He said, no, we want the Rembrandts. We want these high dollar prices. He said, no, we're going to offer the son first. They bid him off. The gardener took it. You know the story. Praise God. And when it was all said and done, he said, sold. He said, everything else goes to the gardener. He said, what are you talking about? He said, he that hath the son, praise God, gets it all. Amen. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He said, Christ Jesus is our provision. Praise His holy name. We can do all through Him. Amen. He said, and through Him, said, we have what we ought to have. Verse 19, Paul says this, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He said, everything you need, church. Paul says, everything you need, Jesus Christ will supply. He said, God will supply it through Christ. Christ is our mediator. He knows what we need and He asks for it. Hello? He's not asking Peter. He's not asking Moses or Elijah. He's asking the Father on your behalf, Miles. He said, well, this is what Miles needs today. He said, Father, could you send him a little bit of your grace and your mercy? Send a little bit, praise God, from the store of your glory that he can have it to use, amen, that he might give you glory. Praise the Lord. What you have, praise God. What you ought to have, because He supplied to you, praise God. And he said, because of that, he said, we can just praise the Lord for it all. The provision of Christ. In verse 20, he says, now unto God, and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He said, because of the provision that God has given us in Christ Jesus, he said, we're going to praise Him and keep praising Him and give Him glory and magnifying His name forever and forever. He didn't say we're going to do it today and might do it tomorrow. Amen. He said, because God is providing every day. He said, we're going to praise Him forever and forever. He said, we're going to continually praise God. Unto God the Father be glory. He said, we're going to keep, because of the provision that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. He said, we're just going to start praising God. And said, we're not going to quit. Amen. Because, hey, we can't, because every time, by the time we get through praising Him for one thing, He's already done something else. Amen. That's why Paul said, we got to just pray without ceasing. Because God Almighty is continually blessing us. You know, it makes me crazy sometimes. You got these health and wealth preachers that say, well, you know, you just need to do this and that, and God will give you a blessing. God's giving blessings. He's pouring out blessings every day to all of us. Amen. And we just need to praise Him and give Him glory all day, every day, because He has given us provision through Christ Jesus our Lord. So we just need to call upon Him, believe in Him, trust in Him, praise God. We need to praise Him every day for His goodness to us. Amen. Just giving God the praise because of the provision that we have in Christ. He provides it all. Gives us everything, promises everything that we need. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad for that today? Amen. Ain't you glad that you're a child of God? Ain't you glad that God has made provision for you through Christ Jesus, your Savior? Is Jesus Christ your Savior today? Have you been saved? Amen. You born again? Praise God, everybody in here ought to go, woo! Amen. Saved. Amen. Then God give you provision. He provides through Christ Jesus the Lord. Every day for you. Amen. We don't have nothing within ourselves. Amen. All we have is an emptiness in ourselves. But praise God, there's a void that's filled with Christ Jesus as He provides and fills and just fills us up overflowing and even lets us run out on others that's around us, even for His glory. And one of these days, praise God, with His glorious appearing, we're going to be there where we can praise Him as we ought to. Amen. Because of the provision that He's given for us. He's provided it all. God the Father provided all in His Son. Amen. And He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. Praise His holy name. Stand with me this morning. I hope we've said something to encourage your heart. Boy, I tell you what, I love the Lord this morning. The Lord loves me. And I want to say the Lord loves you. Amen. The Lord loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to provide for you. He said if we'll just trust in the Lord, if we'll just give Him a mindfulness, think upon Him, think upon those good... Look, young, let me just say this in closing today. All the stuff that's happening in this world which we live in, all the chaos, the anarchy, the doom and the gloom, praise God. Let's just put that behind us. Let's focus on the goodness of God. Think on the things that's good and pure and true, and just and right. And just give God praise every day for it. Amen. Just focus on that. Put that other stuff out of your mind. Amen. Let God take care of that. Let your Heavenly Father take care of that. Because He loves you and He knows exactly what you need and what I need. Amen. And let's just focus on the things that's good. Let's just focus on worshiping Him in spirit and truth, telling people about the Lord, giving them some hope, the kind of hope that we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Because He is our provision. Amen.